With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. The world's largest telecom expo takes place in Spain starting Sunday, and front and center will be the U.S.'s spat with Chinese telecom giant Huawei. We'll have more in a moment. First, here are some headlines. Friday was a tough day for food company stocks following news from Kraft Heinz. Its stock lost more than a quarter of its value after Kraft Heinz wrote down the value of its Kraft and Oscar Mayer brands by more than $15 billion. Wall Street Journal reporter Annie Gasparo says that when Kraft and Heinz merged in 2015, the companies felt the brands would be better off together than apart.
What they didn't fully anticipate was how much pressure these brands were under by changing consumer habits. Not only are people wanting to eat more natural foods with simpler ingredients, but they also are shopping in different places. They're not getting all their food at one grocery store. There's convenience stores, drug stores, Amazon. And this has really hurt the value of some of its biggest brands like Kraft and Oscar Mayer.
The write-down caused Kraft Heinz to post a fourth quarter loss, and the company cut its dividend. Kraft Heinz also said it was cooperating with an SEC investigation into accounting practices in the company's procure division. Annie Gasparo says a cost-cutting that Kraft Heinz enacted wasn't enough to cover the investments the company needs to make in its brands.
The company needs to invest more in its brands because they're being encroached on by these newer, trendier brands that have simple ingredients and that really appeal to consumers.
The Wall Street Journal's Annie Gasparo. Smartphone users typically give personal information, including very intimate details, to apps. But what they don't know is that in many cases, the apps then share the sensitive information with Facebook, whether the user belongs to Facebook or not. The Wall Street Journal reported that 11 popular apps, totaling tens of millions of downloads, have been sharing sensitive data entered by users. The findings alarmed some privacy experts who reviewed the journal's testing. Facebook is under scrutiny from Washington and European regulators for how it treats the information of users and non-users alike. Some examples of the journal's testing: Instant Heart Rate HR Monitor, the most popular heart rate app on Apple's iOS, sent a user's heart rate to Facebook immediately after it was recorded. Real estate app Realtor.com, whose parent is a subsidiary of Wall Street Journal parent News Corp, sent the social network the location and price of listings that a user viewed, noting which ones were marked as favorites. The owner of the Super Bowl champ New England Patriots has been caught up in an anti-prostitution sting. Robert Kraft is facing two misdemeanor charges of soliciting prostitution by Jupiter, Florida police as part of a multi-city bust in the area. Police officials say there was video evidence of individuals, including Kraft, entering a location where the prostitution allegedly occurred. A spokesman for Mr. Kraft said the team categorically denied that the owner engaged in any illegal activity. Still ahead, for the U.S., this weekend's Telecom Expo in Barcelona is all about Huawei. The world's biggest telecommunications show is taking place in Barcelona, Spain, starting this weekend. And the Wall Street Journal says the fight between the U.S. and China's Huawei technologies will take center stage at the event, which is dubbed Barcelona's Mobile World Congress, or Barcelona MWC. A large delegation of U.S. officials is heading to the event in a bid to ratchet up the offensive against Huawei. Joining us from London is Wall Street Journal tech, media, and telecom reporter Stu Wu. Stu, first of all, who is going to be in this delegation that's headed to Barcelona from the U.S.?
There's going to be some officials from the U.S. State Department, as well as some telecom regulators like the Federal Communications Commission Chair Ajit Pai.
Now, there are basically two main strands to this affair, aren't there? Huawei is the leading supplier of telecom gear, and there are worries the company could be forced by the Chinese government to spy on or disable rival companies' networks.
Yeah, that's right. So Huawei is the world's number one maker of cell tower equipment, and they're also the world's number two smartphone brand. What the U.S. is really concerned about is that first bit, that wireless carriers will buy their equipment, put it up in cell towers around their countries, and they're worried that if Beijing asks them to spy or to disrupt communications, Huawei can't say no.
So the U.S. delegation is not really in Barcelona this year to hobnob with foreign counterparts or industry execs or check out the latest gear. It's there to persuade foreign telecom companies not to use Huawei's gear, right?
That's right. They typically go every year just to see what the latest trends in the telecom industry are. It's important to keep up with the latest trends so they can make accurate and good regulatory decisions. This year, what they're going to try to do is talk to other governments, as well as private wireless carriers in other countries, and say, hey, these are the risks of using Huawei. We think this is a bad idea. And one of the things that Secretary of State Pompeo said yesterday was that we're going to tell governments, hey, if you decide to put Huawei equipment in your country, that's going to mean America's not going to be able to work with you. That might mean not having a U.S. embassy or military base there, if there's one right now.
The U.S. is really focused on European countries because they're the closest to launching 5G, the next generation wireless network technology. Isn't that right?
That's right. 5G, you've probably heard a lot about it. We're currently, most people in America are using 4G. 5G is an upgrade in that. It's going to allow data to be transferred much more quickly, and it can enable new technologies like self-driving cars, internet-connected factory opponents and factory components, and just everyday objects like sneakers or a heart monitor to be web-connected. And as a consequence, that means all these things could be potentially hacked as well. So the U.S. is focused on the places that are launching 5G first, and outside of the U.S. and China, that's going to be Europe, and that's where Huawei is also very popular.
Well, is that the U.S.'s biggest worry? You just mentioned it, hacking.
Yeah, there's a couple of different scenarios. The most obvious example is that anybody who makes this cell tower technology could hack into it and do bad things with it. The most scary example or most visible example would be taking control of a driverless car. But there's other things they can do too. Anybody who makes this equipment, and the other two makers are in the Nordics, that's Nokia in Finland and Ericsson in Sweden, they have the ability to tap into that equipment to see, let's say, for example, what your heart rate is, or see how many planes a factory is making. So there's a whole bunch of things that we probably can't even imagine right now that that could be tampered with in the future.
And Huawei has always denied this, right? Over the past couple or few years, the company has said it would never spy or do Beijing's bidding.
Yeah, they said that they would never do that because, number one, it would be corporate suicide, and number two, they would lose all their customers. Well, and I guess that's the same thing. They would lose all their customers, and that they've never cooperated with any government with any sort of requests. The Chinese government says it would never order Huawei to do such a thing either.
Well, haven't the U.S.'s efforts to isolate Huawei had mixed results so far in Europe? I mean, Huawei's technology and equipment are superior and cheaper, isn't that right?
That's right. A lot of wireless carriers say that they're months ahead of their rivals in making this 5G technology. There have been mixed results. The Secretary of State, Pompeo, did go to Eastern Europe a couple weeks ago to warn allies not to use this technology. He's gotten somewhat warm responses. But on the other hand, you have places like Germany, which the Wall Street Journal reported this week, they're probably going to allow Huawei. They're leaning towards allowing Huawei in the country. Here in Britain, it looks like the UK authorities are going to reach some sort of compromise. They do acknowledge the U.S. concern that, yes, China could order Huawei to do whatever it wants, but they believe that Huawei could still exist in Britain with some restrictions.
Let's be clear about this. What are the exact days this conference is being held in Barcelona?
It starts on Sunday and it runs to Thursday.
Wall Street Journal media, technology, and telecom reporter Stu Wu joining us from London. Thanks, Stu.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.